This is the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending September 27th, 2022. I'm your host, Felix Farrock. This will be the last episode for the foreseeable future, as I am just feeling done. Top story this week. Groups for the group stages of Red Bull Wololo Legacy have been announced for both Age of Empires 2 and Age of Empires 4. There is some mild consternation over all four players from Gamer Legion being in the same Age of Empires 2 bracket, with Tato and Jordan facing each other in the first round. Red Bull Gaming also presented additional members of their casting team for the event, with LE4K joining in the role of reporter and Winston's Waffles as the caster for the Age of Empires 1 final. Red Bull Wololo Legacy is an S-tier event that will be held in Heidelberg Castle in October. With a $200,000 prize pool for Age of Empires 2 and a $300,000 prize pool for Age of Empires 4, it is the highest payout tournament in Age of Empires history. In clan news, Tuan Tuan and Caput have been added to Team Fox to reinforce its team game capacity for upcoming events. Team Fox was formed by a collective of French players earlier this year. Tournament organizer Cherno joined in August as a sponsor of the team. And the code joins Supernova, also known as Suno, a team founded in 2001 that currently focuses on the deathmatch game mode. The code placed second in Deathmatch World Cups 2 through 4, losing to the Viper in each of the finals. He lost recently to Frost9, who also belongs to Supernova, in the first round of the single elimination phase of Deathmatch World Cup 5. In Age of Empires 4 news, the anniversary edition of the game is scheduled for release on October 25th. This release will include two new civilizations, the Ottomans and the Malians, without additional charge. The Age of Empires 4 bracket of Red Bull Wololo Legacy will be played on this version of the game. In Age of Empires 2 tournament news this week, Mysterio beat Running 4-3 to win Walhalla, with Valus and Tato running up. Running had upset Tato 4-3 to reach the finals. This $4,200 prize pool tournament was hosted by John Slow and was sponsored by his community. It features closed maps and a 9-villager start. Mr. Yo also won John Slow's Master of Socotra 2 in March. The Latin Teams tournament also wrapped up this week. Combi S Plus, a team composed entirely of players from Mexico, beat After Party, a team composed entirely of players from Argentina, 3-0 to take the crown. Darkside took third, and Kenanina took fourth. Latin Teams Tournament is a double elimination 3v3 tournament for Hispanic teams of Latin America, organized by Joldix. Gamers Assembly Summer Edition 2022 also finished, with Margugu beating PLP 3-0 for the win, and Mello beating Lighty for third place. This two-day LAN event was organized by Futuro LAN, and it was held in Lorneuil-sous-Biard, France. Margugu plays for My Insanity. It is his second 1v1 win at B-tier and above this year. Upcoming this week, Huihui Coyotl 22 and Elhyar are hosting Double Cup 2, a 1v1 tournament with double or triple town center starts. Last year's event was won by Tato, who beat Jordan 5-1 in the finals. Registration is still open, closing on October 2nd. Chilean Cup 2022 also starts this week. This B-tier tournament is organized by Chile AOE and is for Chilean players exclusively. This annual event began in 2014, and Noisek has won the last 2 years. He will face Kib Ghost in the first round. Moving on to Age of Empires 2 1v1 ranked ladder news, Barls is currently number 1 on the 1v1 random map ladder with an elo of 2,643, followed by the Viper, Sito, Leary, and Hera. This has been the Age of Empires News Digest for the week ending September 27th, 2022. This is Felix Verrock. Thank you for listening.